Right, let us stay open for longer on a Sunday. That's what some of the biggest names in shopping are asking for. Asda, Morrisons, Selfridges. They're all back in a parliamentary offensive to extend Sunday trading hours. The retailers and some MPs want to relax laws which prevent large stores opening for more than 6 hours on a Sunday. But where would this leave? They're trying to relax those laws in England and Wales. But where would this leave Northern Ireland? Because here the law currently stands that large shops can only open between 1 and 6pm on a Sunday. Callum Webster is from the Christian Institute. Why not give people the choice, Callum?
Well, Stephen, we have to acknowledge that one individual's choice to shop for longer hours on a Sunday takes away the freedom of others who have to work. And of course, it's not only the retail workers, not only those in shops who are required to work when shops are open additional hours. Security staff, cleaning staff, transport staff, catering staff, they've all got to give and work extra hours when shops are open. And okay, an individual might choose only to shop for an hour or two, but Sunday shop workers are already in Northern Ireland spending 5 hours away, plus travel time from their home, from their family.
But it's about choice, Callum, isn't it?
No, well, it's not a choice for a shop worker who's put under pressure by their employer to work. It's not a choice for a shop worker who's a Christian and who can't get out to church. Their liberty of conscience is taken away and is undermined, and their freedom to follow their faith and their freedom of conscience is taken away. And that's not simply my view. That's actually the view of the trade union USDA, who carried out a survey of shop workers in Northern Ireland and just 3 years ago, and they found that 73% said that they were opposed to Sunday trading hours being extended. And one of the main reasons that the USDA members cited was concern for their family life. It's, you know, we need one day of rest where we can.
And why should it be a Sunday? Why be prescriptive about it? And whose right is it to dictate that, you know, people should have a Sunday off? What if a family wants actually a Monday off or a Tuesday off?
Well, people want, you know, to be together as a family, and Sunday has been the day of rest historically. As a Christian, I believe that Sunday is and should be a day of rest.
Sunday's a day out. Sunday's anything but rest for quite a few people. It's a day out. It's a chance to go with the family shopping. It's a chance to go out with the family.
Yeah, but you,
it's not necessarily a day of rest.
Well, Stephen, somebody may shop just for an hour or two, but the shop workers have to be there all of the shop opening hours. They have to be there, their travel time. Staff who are not just shop workers have got to be away from their families and work as well. Security staff have to be employed. Cleaners have to be employed. Transport staff have to be employed. Catering staff have to be employed. They all have to work when the shops are open.
So it would provide more employment.
One individual may go shopping with a friend or with a family for an hour, but the staff who are working there have to be there the full working hours, and their day of rest is taken away and undermined.
And what if staff were protected within legislation that they could have a choice whether to work on a Sunday or not? Would you then support Sunday opening?
Well, I think, Stephen, in fact, that those who request an opt-out, whilst in law they are supposed to have that, in practice, these people are going to be frightened of taking that up for fear of losing their job, for fear of damaging relations with their boss or with colleagues, for fear of harming their promotion prospects. I mean, USDA did a survey 7 or 8 years ago of its members in Britain where there's supposed to be a legal opt-out, and it found that only 11% of them had the confidence to use their legal opt-out. And it also found, USDA also found in its survey, that 62% of them had actually been pressured to work on Sundays. So it's not, you know, it's all very well to say, well, they might opt out, they can request that, but in practice, that liberty can be undermined.
You see, I get that.
Pressure from bosses.
I get that and I hear that, but you could also say that, you know, workers might be pressured to do overnight shifts. You could say that during the week. You could say that people who have families could be pressured to do erratic hours on any day of the week. And there is legislation that protects those people as much as possible, the same legislation that could protect them as much as possible on a Sunday.
Well, no, that's not what USDA, who are the trade union for shop workers, have found. They only found 11% had the confidence to use it in the UK. And, I mean, Stephen, you've got to bear in mind, somebody who's doing a night shift, they're not, you know, their family are not about during that night shift time. But on a Sunday, children are off school, children are at home. It's an opportunity for parents to be with their children. It's an opportunity for those who are Christians to go out to church and worship and join together with others of like mind and of like faith. And if working hours, opening hours are extended for big stores on a Sunday, you know, people will not be able to get to church.
Okay.
And, you know, they will find that restrictive. And only 11% thus far in the UK have had the confidence to use that legal opt-out, according to the Shop Workers Trade Union.